Well, if you have a Bible this morning, find the book of Philippians, and we're going to be in chapter number 4. Philippians, way to the right side of your Bible if you are looking for that. And it is so great to see you here today. This morning is actually the second week in a series of messages that we've simply titled Mastermind, using the tagline, change your thinking, change your life. And if you were here last Sunday, we just had an incredible service last week. It was so powerful. We started off this series by saying this: your life is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. What goes into your mind comes out in the way that you live. And if you want to change the way that you live, if you want to change your life, it really starts by you changing the way that you think. And kind of the theme verse for our series here, Romans chapter 12, says this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible points to like a change in a person's life sort of being intertwined with a change in the way they think. Why? Because your life and my life is always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. And last week we looked at something the Apostle Paul wrote where he used the word strongholds. Basically, he was painting this picture of us being prisoners to the lies that go through our head. The Bible's clear, we have an enemy, and Satan's number one battlefield is our mind. In fact, the Bible calls him the deceiver. His goal, very simply, to convince you that you are not who God created you to be. And he fills our minds with things that are not right, things that are not true. And many of us, and many people all over the world, are prisoners right now to the things, to the lies that are in their mind. And I know that I say this often, but if you missed last week, I highly recommend you find that on our church website and watch that thing. There was more feedback that we received as a church over last Sunday's message than we have received in a long time. A topic that is truly relevant and is a really big deal for all of us. Okay, that's enough of an introduction for today. Let's get to our scripture for this morning. Will you stand with me all over this place? And let's read from the Bible together. Philippians chapter 4, reading a single verse today, but this is going to point at something so massive when we're talking about our mind and the way that we think. And let me remind you that you have an opportunity right now. The way in which you posture your heart and posture yourself has everything to do with God moving and doing things in and through you as we open his very word. So let's sit on the edge of our seats, lean in, all of that stuff that we like to say every single week. All right, Philippians 4:8, here's what it says. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. All right, come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, that sounds like a good idea. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for everything you have done and what you are doing. And God, I pray that even right now, as we look to your word, that something special would happen, that people who need encouragement would be encouraged, that people who need to be convicted over something in their life, that would happen. God, that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts and in our minds, giving every single one of us exactly what we need right now. Use me, challenge us. We give this to you, God, and it's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen. All right, give somebody a nux and have a seat. I don't know what just happened. That was crazy. If you have if you haven't been here before, we have been giving each other high fives at that exact spot in the service for a decade straight, and something just broke right there, and I don't know what it was. All right, I want to start with an illustration to kind of paint a picture for today. I'll put that picture on the screen here for me. I came across this week, and I want to read it to you. Says this: an old Cherokee told his grandson, "My son, there is a battle between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, inferiority, lies, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. And the boy thought about it and then asked, well, which wolf wins? And the old man quietly replied, the one you feed. The one you feed. See, understand, no matter what you do, no matter how much money you make, no matter how great your kids are or whatever else is happening in your life, like no matter how good your life is, you cannot have a positive life when you have a negative mind. You can't. It's not possible. And understand, your mind will go in the direction that you feed. A few moments ago, we read a single verse from the Bible, a book of the Bible called Philippians. Philippians is this fantastic, short little letter, one of my favorite books in the entire Bible. It's only 4 chapters long, short little thing. And what makes it something special, really, is that it's one of Paul's, it's what is called his prison letters. What does that mean? It means that Paul wrote this letter to a church, but he was in prison as he writes this. Why is Paul in prison? Paul's in prison for telling people about Jesus. He's traveling the entire kind of countryside, and he's going from village to village and city to city, and he's proclaiming Jesus to everyone there all throughout the Roman Empire. They don't like that. They put him in prison. And what we read, chapter 4, verse 8, is from the very end of this letter. Next Sunday, we're going to look at the beginning of the letter. Fantastic thing as he talks about being in chains, and you see Paul do what's called reframing his situation in his mind. Powerful stuff. Don't miss next week for real. But he says, he ends this thing with, finally, brothers and sisters, okay? He's writing to this specific group of people in a city called Philippi, and he gets to this point, and he lets them know that the end of the letter is coming. He uses that word finally, but listen to what he writes. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praise, think about such things. Think about such things. Well, what are the things he says we should be thinking about? And then he gives us that list. True, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Think about those things. Now put this together a little bit. Like purposefully, intentionally, consciously steer your mind in the direction of these things. Steer your mind. Why? Because Paul fully understands that our lives and your life, it'll move in the direction of your strongest thoughts. The things that go into our minds will play themselves out in the way that we live. If you think about things that are true, then things that are true will come out in how you actually live your life. The same thing goes with noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and the list goes on. What is Paul doing here? Okay, well, to use our illustration earlier, like, remember, which wolf is going to win? The one you feed. Paul here is teaching us to feed the right dog, right? That's his point here. Feed the right dog in your mind. You feed the dog by thinking on those things. And understand, whatever dog you feed becomes the strongest. Whatever dog you feed in your mind, it wins the battle. So listen, it's important to feed your mind the right things. Now that makes sense, right? Like, we get it. Of course, we don't want to fill our minds with all the junk and all the horrible things, and like, we get it. Yet so many of us, even as Christians, consistently and constantly are filling our minds with a much higher ratio of negativity than the good stuff. I mean, think about this for a second. Like, if you would compare the time that you spend positively filling your minds with the Word of God, with all of those types, can you compare that to the time you spend in the other areas that you know, okay? Think of, like, our ratio here is kind of a mess, all right? So let me start by saying this, okay? Sometimes we're feeding the wrong dog and we don't even know it. Or sometimes we don't understand the weight that some of the negative things carry and how much they're actually affecting us. A few months ago, I was hanging out with a pastor friend of mine from the cities, and he's like big into health and physical fitness and all of that stuff. And he runs marathons and works hard to take care of his physical body. well, we're at this coffee shop together and we're hanging out, and he orders some girly, low-fat drink, you know. Yeah, okay, you get it. And I order a Mountain Dew, and then I pick out a donut. And so this is what we have going on in our conversation. And he just wanted to put that up there. And he sees me grab the donut, and he points right at the donut, and he says, 3 miles. I was like, 3 miles? It's like, 3 miles, what are you talking about? I'm like looking at him, confusion. And he says, 3 miles, that's how long you'd have to run to burn the calories for eating that donut. It's like, 3 miles? Are you kidding me? You know, the greatest ending to this story would be, I put the donut back, but I didn't. I really did eat it right in front of him, one bite at a time, and I was like, 0.5 miles, right there, you know. But sometimes we just don't really understand how negative things in our life really impact us, how the negative things and the level that they do. Now think about this with me. When it comes to eating physically, the bad things are a lot more fun to eat in the moment, aren't they? Okay? Donut, oh yeah, cookie, bring it. Cheese curds, take my money, okay? You get it. We're all on the same page here. They are awesome in the moment, but in the long run and even later in the day, not so much. You know what I'm talking about? Much of the negative stuff that we are feeding our minds has immediate gratification, which is part of the issue, but over time, it is absolutely destructive to where we are headed and what we want for our lives. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. Let's make a list. We're going to start with some negative things and then move to some positive things. Negative ways to feed your mind. If you are looking to feed your mind in a negative way, this is for you right here, okay? And then we're going to switch to the positive things here. All right, the negative piece for me kind of fit into two categories. Most of this fits into these two categories, negative media, negative people. Okay, let's look at these two things first. All right, negative media. Let's start with this. This is a massive group of things. We can make, okay, so let's just talk this out a bit. Ask yourself this question kind of to start. Are the TV shows and movies that I'm watching feeding the wrong dog? Okay, hard question. That's a hard question. And I don't want to come across judgmental at this point. That's not what I'm trying to do. But just to be blunt about it, I'm amazed sometimes by what a lot of Christians think is acceptable. I really am. TV shows and movies that are built around, you know, unmarried people having sex, and we have told ourselves that this is somehow acceptable entertainment for us as people who want to follow Christ. Or we enjoy watching people die on TV. I mean, think about that for a second. It's ridiculous. We find entertainment in that in TVs and movies. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You can point at me all over the place and call me a hypocrite in any of this. I'm working through this today just like you. But if we are finding entertainment in watching other people do immoral, destructive things, then there is no question that we are feeding the wrong dogs in our mind. Man, and something needs to change. Now that we're on this path of making everyone feel uncomfortable, let's take it up a notch, okay? let's talk about the news for some of us, okay? And listen to, like, hear my heart on this. The news is needed. It's a beneficial thing, but the news can be crazy unhealthy, can't it? Let's talk for a moment about the intake of negativity that is the news channel. And some of you are like, he must be talking about CNN. Okay, forget it. I'm talking about the news in general, whatever station you are. What makes good news? Horrible events. Bad things. You flip that puppy on, and here's what you hear. Kobe Bryant, 8 other people died. And by the way, the coronavirus is spreading. People all over the world are getting sick, and it's in America. The stock market crashed, by the way. It's all related. It's down a whole bunch of percentage. Everyone's freaked out. And Donald Trump said this, and there's anti-whatever rally here, and our political system is broken. There was a school shooting and a race riot, and a bus got in an accident. Like, I'm exaggerating a little bit, and then they put this little 30-second thing about someone who did something good. And then it's like back to the world is going to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying? You turn on the news and it's like boom, 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 boom. We're bombarded by negativity over and over again. The news is powerful, more powerful than you think. And you can fill your mind with negativity if you handle this the wrong way. Like, you'll feed the wrong dog. You cannot live a positive life when you have a negative mind. And how you feed and what you feed matters greatly in that, okay? We hit TVs, movies, we hit the news. Let's talk about social media. Come on, somebody. This is going to be fun. All right? Can I just say that most of us, our lives would be better if you did not have Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, okay? The dads just clapped their hands for a second, all right? Like, I'm so serious. For the majority of us in this place, our lives would be better if it was not. Social media can be a mental killer if you allow it. People sharing political things that just aren't true, all over the place, filling our minds with how horrible things are in America or whatever. People constantly comparing themselves to each other. People gaining self-worth over how many comments and likes they have on a picture. Have you ever put a picture on and you find yourself checking it like every 3 minutes to see if anyone commented on it? Okay, I'm the only one. Okay. All right. I feel real bad right now. But the list goes on and on and on here with this kind of stuff in our culture. Things that will feed the wrong wolf in your mind if you allow them to. And I'm not here to stand up and tell you what to do and what not to do in any of these things. In fact, from some of us, from one to another, God is going to move and show you things that are different for each one of us. But like, if you are serious about serving God, we should be asking the question, is my mind being negatively impacted by any of these things? And if so, what does it look like for me to move away and figure this out? All right, that's where we're at today. Are any of these things feeding the wrong dog? It's impossible to have a positive life if you have a negative mind. Negative media can keep you from living a positive life. Okay, second thing, like kind of the second group, negative people. Negative people, Proverbs 11:9, with their words, the godless destroy their friends. Not their enemies. With their words, the godless destroy their friends. You need to understand, if you allow the wrong people to speak into your life, it will feed the wrong dog. That coworker that just talks and talks and talks about nothing but negativity, that friend of yours who does nothing but point out the bad in people and the bad in life, that group that you sit with on Friday mornings for breakfast, who spew off all sorts of negative things about our country, the Democrats, the Muslims, his wife, whatever. Think about it for a second. Understand this. If you sit there and you listen to this over and over and over again, if you take this into your mind all of the time, like consistently, you are feeding the wrong thing in your mind. You're feeding it. For some of us, it's your family. I get it. And some of us are thinking, I can't just quit my job and walk away from my negative coworker. Absolutely. Like many of us, we simply just cannot get away from the negative people in our lives. And that's why it's important, as Paul writes, for us to be intentional about putting the positive things in. What you need to do is you need to change your positive to poop ratio in your life, if that makes sense. That came out of nowhere. So what does it look like? What does it look like for us to be intentional about feeding the right dog here? What does it look like for us to be intentional? Let me give you a handful of things and ways that we can be intentional about this. Number one, the Bible. Like, you had to start there. Had to. Hebrews 4:12, God's word is alive, you see. It's powerful. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It can pierce right in between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It can go straight to the point of what the human heart is thinking or intends to do. The Bible is powerful. We have to start here. Why? Because it's the ultimate, perfect, best way possible for you to feed your mind in the right way, for you to learn to fill your mind with the very word of God. Get the word of God in your mind any way that you can. There's a story in the Bible. Jesus is out alone in the wilderness, and Satan physically shows up to tempt him in three different ways. and to do things Jesus knows he shouldn't do. It happens three times. All three times, Jesus responds to Satan directly by quoting Scripture. All three times. He uses the Bible to combat the negativity that is coming at him from the enemy. We're shown this example of the power of Scripture to overtake the negative situations and temptations we face. Get the Word of God in your mind any way you can. Read the Bible. Listen to the Bible. There are free apps that will read it out loud to you. Do it. Figure it out. Listen to people teach the Bible. Read books explaining the Bible. Get the Word of God in your mind any way that you can. If you're a Christian, this should be a priority for you, and it is the number one way that we begin to intentionally fill our minds and feed the right dog. The Word of God, that's a big deal, all right? I love that. If you have negative people in your life, your family, your coworker, these voices, you begin that battle by filling your mind with the right things. It starts with the Bible. Number two, positive media. Wow, it's like gonna kind of mirror a little bit here. My wife Donna, she's in the front row over here, looking great today. So good. She pretty much has worship music playing in our house all the time. We actually have this brand new little puppy. I don't have a picture of it. And sometimes the little puppy barks at, like, whines at night and all this type of stuff. I got up one morning, and I was like, there's worship music playing. It's the middle of the night. And I was like, she put it on for our puppy. She wants our puppy to know the Word of God. This is great. This is great. You know, I think she was trying to create the, make the dog not feel alone. But I'm just going with, she wanted our dog to know Jesus is what we're going with. But all the time. In fact, we had a little friend over at our house yesterday. My daughter had a friend over, and we're hanging out in the living room, and all of a sudden this friend just goes, do you guys just play like this churchy music all the time? And I'm like, yes, we do, all the time. And I was walking in our house a couple nights ago, and I was right outside our little girl's bedroom. We have like a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they were in there. And the door's closed, and all of a sudden I hear them, and they're singing. They're singing, they're 4 and 7, and they're singing, they're literally singing, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise, and I'm like, that is who you are, yeah! Like, they're singing it, it's so fantastic. I love it. Music is a powerful thing, and a powerful way to fill your mind with the right things. It truly is. Read the right books. If you don't like to read, get an audiobook. Listen to it in the car. Filling your mind with the right teaching, the right things, it can be a powerful, books can be a game changer for you. It really can. In fact, I'll recommend a book to you on the power of the mind. Awesome book. It's called I Declare War. And it's by a man named Levi Lusco. 4 Keys to Winning the Battle with Yourself. If you like to read, it is such a helpful book for this topic. Read books. The list goes on. Listen to the right podcasts. Watch the right shows. Watch the right movies. Things that inspire. Things that encourage. Stuff that will help us love God more. Help us to love people more. The media can be a horrendous, negative, unhealthy thing for our mind, but it can also be an incredible, uplifting, Christ-centered tool to feed the right dog in your mind. It can. Which way are you going to lean on this? How are you going to handle this in your life? What you feed is what wins. And you cannot have a positive life if you have a negative mind. Understand all of this intertwined together, okay? Third, surround yourself with positive voices. Again, mirroring the negative thing here, positive people. Find people who speak life. The right people in your life speaking the right way at the right time, okay? The wrong people feed the wrong dog. The right people feed the right dog. You have an opportunity here in how you handle this. Proverbs 15:4, gentle words are a tree of life. 16:24, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul, healthy for the body. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Like, I cannot overemphasize the importance of having the right voices in your life. Music team, you guys can please come. Okay, let me read this again. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The main point here, be intentional about what you put in your mind. Be intentional about it. Intentionally feeding your mind the right things, things that will move you closer to God, not away. Things that will help you to love God, okay? Help you to love people. Your life is always moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. You want to change your life, you change your thinking. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as we get ready to close this morning, like, I think it's important for us to just take a few moments just for a time of kind of prayer and reflection, and really to start, just kind of begin to ask ourselves a few questions here. I think the first question, like, am I feeding the negative dog here? Am I feeding the wrong part of my mind? In how I live, in what I watch, and who I spend my time with. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's all sorts of things we didn't talk about today. All sorts of ways that you can be feeding your mind in the wrong way, pushing you and pulling you to go places and live the ways that are simply not what you want. Why? Because sometimes there's an instant gratification that comes with that. The Bible even says sin is fun for a season before it destroys. What does it look like for you in that? Are you feeding the wrong dog? Am I allowing things in my mind that are pushing me in the wrong direction? TV shows or movies that you need to cut out of your life. And you're thinking, I've been watching this soap opera since 1974. But being more careful and aware about the news and asking yourself, is this impacting me in a negative way? Being aware of the negative people in your life, are you feeding the wrong side of this? The second half, though, we have this whole negative thing. Am I there? Am I feeding it that way? The second half is, am I being intentional about putting positive things, the right things, the godly things, Christ-centered things into my mind through the Word of God, through the right books and the right things and the right people? Am I intentionally doing those things? Paul, in his words, think about these things. Be intentional about that. Things that will lift me up, encourage me. Do I have positive, healthy, godly voices speaking into my life? And here's how we're going to close. Your eyes for a moment, just kind of a time of privacy and reflection here before we go. How many in this place would just be honest with me and you would just say, man, I feel like God is asking me to reevaluate some of the negative stuff that I'm putting into my mind? If that's you, will you just quickly show me your hands? There's hands all over this place. My hand is up right here. There are things that God is speaking to me and showing me in my life that, man, it's just that's not okay. I've got to do something. God, I pray for every hand that's up here right now. God, different things for different people, but all of us together just saying, wow, I want to remove some of this stuff that is speaking and feeding the wrong dog in my mind. God, help me to do that. Help me to pinpoint those things. Speak. Show me those things, God. God, that is my prayer. That is what I want, God, for me, for every person here. God, help us to do that. The second thing, could be a lot of the same people, but just say, how many of us want to be more intentional about feeding the right things? My hand up again. I just want to pray for you. God, I pray that as we open up your word more and more, God, that we would encounter you, that we would feel you, that we would know you're there. God, as we put the right media and the right things in our mind and surround ourselves with the right people, God, that you would truly move us and change us. And God, that we would see our life be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That is our prayer, God. That is what we want, and it's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Final thing today, we always want to give people an opportunity to respond to Jesus even for the first time. And maybe you're here today and you'd say, man, Pastor Kyle, I don't have a relationship with God. I don't know what you're even talking about with some of this. See, the Bible says we're all sinners in need of a Savior. It's why God sent Jesus to die for you, to take your place. And the scripture says if you put your trust in him, if you make him Lord of your life, then you can be saved. That's the words of the Bible. But maybe you're here today and you would simply say, I have never done that before, and I want to do that today. With no one looking around, if that's you, say, I want to do that today. I want to make Jesus Lord. I want to give him my life. I want to receive his forgiveness. If that's you, just show me your hand here really quick. Just going to take about 30 seconds here. Is there anyone that would say, that is me? I want to do that today. God, I pray that as we walk out these doors today, that we will just be more aware of you and your very presence than ever before. God, I pray that we would show people your love. I pray that we would tell people your story. I pray that we would fill ourselves with the right things. God, renew our mind, change our life. God, we give you this. Move us, change us, transform us, Lord. And we ask all of this in the powerful, life-changing, amazing name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen.